Sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Police in the UK are confirming the identity of the man they believe was behind the deadly attack at an Ariana Grande concert at Manchester Arena, Salman Abidi. Police say they also arrested a 23-year-old man and carried out two warrants.
Our priority, along with the police counter-terrorist network and our security partners, is to continue to establish whether he was acting alone or working as part of a wider network.
At least 22 people died and dozens more were injured. Meanwhile, the British Prime Minister says all terror attacks are cowardly, but she says this one's reached a new low. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
This attack stands out.
Those are British Prime Minister Theresa May's first public remarks on the morning after the deadly attack for which ISIS has claimed responsibility.
Deliberately targeting innocent, defenseless children and young people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey there, it is Angie with my fantastic hair. And you know what? When spring and summer hit, I'm really happy that I use Ovation hair products now because I used to wear hats all the time throughout the entire summer. And it's hot sometimes to do that. I'm thrilled now that my hair is thick enough. It's long enough. It looks really good regardless of whether I wear a hat or not. So I'm frequently without one now, which is new. I used to be the hat lady. Ovation has a great deal for you right now. There's no better time to try Ovation Cell Therapy and all of the Ovation products because right now they're offering free shipping for a limited time. Hurry, and you can save even more as a new customer when you select Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout. Again, free shipping right now. Don't miss out. OvationHair.com, OvationHair.com. Don't forget to select Angie Austin Daybreak USA. Go to OvationHair.com. I am telling you, these products are fantastic. My hair has never looked better, and I'm thrilled that I'm allowed to endorse these products because I believe in them. OvationHair.com, free shipping, OvationHair.com.
President Trump is arriving in Rome and will soon meet with Pope Francis at the Vatican. The president's meeting tomorrow with the leader of the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics follows his visit to holy sites of Judaism and Christianity in Israel. Meanwhile, the White House has released their budget for next year, President Trump's first budget proposal to Congress. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York says it's not a realistic budget.
The Trump budget takes a sledgehammer to the middle class and to working class Americans, lavishes tax breaks on the wealthy, and imagines all of the deficit problems away with fantasy math.
The roughly $4 trillion blueprint makes deep cuts in social programs while boosting defense and border spending. The sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby is reaching day number two. Prosecutors and the defense in the Pennsylvania trial are seeking to fill out a panel of 12 jurors and six alternates. So far, eight white jurors have been selected to hear the case. This is USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
New York City is keeping its guard up after the suicide bombing in Manchester. Lisa G has this report.
The NYPD's elite response teams are outside high-profile venues, including Madison Square Garden, where a Billy Joel concert is set to take place on Thursday and where there will be additional security measures. According to security experts, it's very demanding for law enforcement to prevent copycats who might want to attack when people are leaving an arena. Meantime, the I Love New York logo has been converted in Manchester to show support in the devastated city to read, I Love MCR.
Mesa is becoming the first city in Arizona with a private jail. Mayor John Giles says the move will save the city about $2 million a year. Not everybody is on board, though, with the decision. Matthew Whitaker of Just Communities Arizona speaking out against the proposal.
These corporations thrive on recidivism. This practice sponsored by government is inherently flawed and filled with economic conflicts of interest that violate the life and liberty guarantee in the Constitution of our United States.
Opponents of the deal question the reputation of CoreCivic, which faces criticism over treatment of inmates and understaffing. Well, the Carolinas are bracing for a powerful, slow-moving weather system. Warnings have been issued throughout the state through tonight, with an additional 1 to 2 inches of rain possible. The National Weather Service said flash flood watches extend from southeast Louisiana across Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and the Carolinas. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
So, hi, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters and 55 Plus combined. And I'm sitting here today with Suzanne Legay. Suzanne, say hello.
Hi. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Coming through loud and clear. We're going to play a few commercials, and we're going to get back and talk about Suzanne's involvement in the county and how she got to where she's at and sort of her background and what's going forward and some of the things that are important that are going on around the county. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own.
Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
So, hi, it's Joe Peters back with Suzanne Legay, and let's check your mic again.
Okay, how's this working for you?
It's sounding great.
Okay,
great. So I thought that we would start by going and taking a look at your background so people know. I learned a lot about you by reading. When I have somebody on, I try to go back through their background that day and understand what they've accomplished. I mean, I'm looking at the Harvard Business School blew me away, but even before that, you had an MBA from Rutgers.
A mini MBA. Yeah.
Okay. What does a mini MBA mean?
Well, it's a full semester or a smattering of all the classes one would have if they had an MBA. I'm a practical kind of person, so that kind of grabbing of basic information that I can then mold and use is really what suits my personality, I have to say.
I think we're a lot alike in that. I went to Rutgers at nights for 68 credits worth, and then I had to take the stuff I had to take. I took all the stuff I wanted to take.
Yeah.
And I have all my credits in marketing, 18 credits in accounting, and I'm going to take a semester off. You never do that because you never go back. And it was just that. I didn't really feel I needed to rest to earn a living. So I try to do the same. It's a sort of an on-demand education.
Yes.
I could use that right now.
And I've sought out a lot of that in my career.
Wow.
In my
work. But you started in nursing.
I did.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Yes, I did.
What type of nursing?
Well, I started out in general nursing, but got very interested in maternal child health and actually was a trailblazer, if I'm allowed to say that about myself, in as much as it was, I'm going to date myself by telling you the truth, Joe.
Okay.
But it was in the sort of nascent stages of maternal child health where they had fathers in delivery rooms and mothers living in with their infants before they went home and that kind of thing.
Right.
And I really went around to many of the hospitals in New Jersey teaching the staff and helping them establish family-centered maternity care. Then from there, I had a hospital role in doing the same in two different locations, finally at North Beth Israel, which was a tertiary center. In other words, that's where sick mamas, sick babies go.
Right.
And so that upped the game a little bit, but it didn't mean that you can't have humane kinds of mothering and parenting and so forth from the very, very start.
Neat.
I loved it.
And what made you leave that to go on to the next step then?
That was interrupted because I spent a year and a half actually in Switzerland.
I'm jealous.
Yes. And that was a family move.
Okay.
My husband was transferred, and so I went. And that was a rather abrupt stop to that.
Okay.
But came back and then ran a home health agency.
Right.
And did placement of nurses and so forth. So I strung that about along a while then, and then went into New York City where I started to do healthcare marketing for an employee assistance program. So I used the healthcare, I strung it into marketing, and that's where I had got my real birth in marketing and my real love for the marketing role in just about everything we do for the public.
Isn't that interesting? So you've sort of followed your interests but followed your experience at the same your education.
That's the basis.
I've got a couple of kids who've never used their education. I can bat their heads together.
Uh-huh.
It's like, why did I pay for a master's degree when you're selling scaffolding? It's like, So I really cherish it. And I can't tell you, I worked for Allied Stores, which we knew as Stearns and Gertz around here in New York City. And I ran application development for the IT section. And I would get somebody applying for a job, and I'd interview them, and they would have an MBA or a master's in teaching and are applying for a programming job. And I say, how did you get here?
Yeah.
You got lost along the way. And there's really interesting answers because either anything you get a master's in, if you don't lose it, you lose it eventually. MBA is very much so.
Yeah. Well, during that phase, too, I wrote a book on preparation for childbirth that I sold for a good 20 years, and I also made several educational films, and so that sort of had ripples out that were very satisfying.
Good for you. Good for you. And you had three children along the way.
I have three wonderful sons.
Don't ask me that.
So they're grown men. Suffice it to say.
Grown and gone. That's what my kids are. My favorite age.
But, you know, it's interesting about my kids because they don't live in the same town. They don't live next door. They live in California, all three of them, for three different reasons,
really?
Three different times. And when I get to go out there, and they have children of their own, so I'm the one that usually does the traveling.
Right.
So when I get to go out there and spend a week or so at a time and come back, and I think, I really like them.
Yeah.
I really like who they are. They're gentle men and wonderful parents and contributing citizens. And I come back just feeling like they're friends because
yeah.
I'm not parenting them, do you know?
And they're in three different places in California?
They're within a couple hours of each other.
Okay, so that's
but
not
they're,
too bad.
Yeah.
I know Marilyn's youngest son works for Wolfgang Puck in Santa Monica. Actually works for him.
He's the maitre d'
at one of his private. Most of his stuff is franchised.
Yes.
But he has some. And she goes out, and I've gone out with her. I've never met him, but when he comes to the East Coast, he looks her up and they have lunch. So it's sort of neat to know a celebrity that you see on TV showing his pots and pans and cooking and whatever.
Sure.
But she always says, I feel like I've done my job. And she has another son that's right here in New Jersey who does mortgages. He makes a lot of money. He's got his level 7 license, and he couldn't make money as a stockbroker. He's making a fortune doing mortgages. So she's pretty satisfied. I can understand your feeling.
Yeah.
And my kids are all in like Sarasota and South Amboy. One of them was down ashore, just moved to Phoenix, and he's saying, Dad, it's going to be 85 every day for the next 17 days. I said, it's starting to sound like Groundhog Day, Joe. Is that exciting? But we get to see him once or twice a year. We get them all together. And now that he's away, it may not happen that frequently. But it's just nice to see your seeds grow in the trees. And
yeah.
I know the feeling.
Two entrepreneurs and the other guy who's well-employed with the school system as the COO, but is also a lieutenant colonel in the reserve. So they're very productive young men. Yep.
That's neat.
Yep.
So you're with Hunterdon County in a municipal position since 01, if I read this
not right? Municipal, county.
County position.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's a difference to you. To me, it does.
Tremendous difference,
okay.
Actually.
Okay. Municipal means one of the 26 municipalities
yes.
where the county is
yes.
the overall.
And there's home rule, and the divide is clear.
Right. So one of the things I learned last year when I was on Leadership Hunterdon is that the county owns no land and has no jurisdiction. They're just providing some mutual services for the different 26 municipalities, and it's where leadership came in, and the conversation was how the county works in a leadership role to the municipalities. Now to see what
yes, and there is open space that we do purchase, and so
okay.
But that we wouldn't say the county owns; you would say the taxpayers own
right.
it. But there are as well as preserve spaces and so and preserve farms. But that's a whole other topic in
right.
itself in terms of
so
easements
county,
and so forth.
The county has no land where it is one of the 26. It's part of the 26 as open spaces.
Correct.
And I remember learning that when we went to the Rutgers farm, how that works. And it's quite a bit, like 15,000 acres or so. It's quite a bit, quite a very impressive, as a matter of fact.
It's part of the state program.
Okay.
Rutgers.
Because I know I sold, and I couldn't understand how it was working. I put a thing up at, we are almost into Mercer County in East Amwell. I put 20 acres on, and in effect, I didn't get home, and I got the phone call off the sign, and one of the neighbors bought it up and put it into preserved land because he didn't want a Toll Brothers development going in there, and he wanted to take it back to organic, which takes a few
years. Hunterdon County is very proud of its open space and preserved farmland.
But I learned afterwards.
Some of it's. Let me just interrupt. I'm awful at that.
That's okay.
That some of it is passive land where it's hiking trails and that kind
right.
of thing, and the other is dedicated to either a park, particularly, or some specific, like South County Park, for instance,
okay.
where there's events happen and whatever.
Well, in this case, I learned. I'm trying to remember his name. The fellow who was the land planning manager for East Amwell. Guided me through this because I told him I think we should list it at this price, and he said, "Bump it up 100. You may be surprised." And we were, and we got 100,000 for it more than we did. But it turned out that the guy that got it was getting X dollars per thousand per acre from the county to put it into preserved land. So I guess it's preserved, but not county-owned preserved.
Don't get too deep in the woods on this on me,
right.
Because I don't know the particular incident, but you need another realtor, a fellow realtor here to have that conversation.
And I just do residential. I do very little land.
Okay.
But you've been in various positions, but most recently you were the head of the Board of Chosen Freeholders, and I guess this year John Legay took
John Lanza,
Okay. Talk about how
that
got
happens.
From what we talked about already to that position.
Oh, how I to a freeholder? For just about a decade, I was the CEO and president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
Chris's position.
Yes.
Okay.
I preceded Chris.
All right.
I recruited Chris.
Good.
Yes, good choice, right? I think so, too. And in that, touched all of our municipalities, certainly touched the county as well as municipal officials and our legislators here in the state and Congress and so forth. So had a pretty broad, maybe not terribly in-depth at that point in time, but a very broad knowledge of the county, certainly its culture, its history.
Right.
And so it was a natural progression, if you will, into this. And the reason I ran for freeholder was that I had a committee come to me and ask me to do it. And I said yes, and then I set about finding out what I had said yes to.
Yeah. What did I get myself into, kind of?
It's been an exciting adventure, I have to tell you.
I can see it's a labor of love.
Yeah, it's the best job I've loved, and I've loved most of them.
And it's not for
it's
money.
It's one I walked out on and one I was fired from, but the rest of them I've loved, and this is probably the best job I've loved.
That's neat. So tell me what it is you love. What is the biggest?
Yeah. First of all, I'm an eternal learner. And so, this is a whole new group of information.
Right.
In terms I've done corporate budgets and so forth. Well, a government budget's different.
Yep.
I've trained a lot of workforces and worked with groups. Working with government employees is a little bit different. How five people, there is the Board of Chosen Freeholders in this county, and it varies, but in Hunterdon County, it's five of us that run the business of the county. So what's that like, running? I'm used to having my hands on my hips and running stuff, right? So it's an interesting challenge in terms of all five of us. Yes, we have a director every year, and that director is chosen among the five of us. We ask that person to be the director, and we rotate it.
Right.
That's a unique experience and a very precise one, if you will. Each of the four of us then take other segments of government in which we become in-depth learners and liaisons. So while the county is set up that we have an executive team, and then we have department heads and so forth and division heads, just similar to what a corporation might be. But the freeholders then, is there a word like liaise? I used to speak French. Mm. But the relationship, with one of those divisions. The first 2 years I was a freeholder, I worked in planning and land use.
Okay.
And that's when we started the whole SEDS, the Economic Development Plan, and dove really deeply into that and loved every minute of it. And then by the third year, then I was the director, and that was the executive kind of experience. This year, while John Lanza is the director, I'm still working with the administration and the department heads because we've lifted that bar so high and we've expected more and more of them. They're loving it and we are, but I wanted one more year to make sure that was all working.
Well, that's good. So it's a nice transition. Now, I'm very active in Warren Township and it's Carol Ann...
In Somerset County?
No, yes, in Somerset County.
Yes, uh-huh.
So she like every third year, she's mayor, and she always comes to our board meeting. We have a Chamber of Commerce for Warren Township, and she attends the meeting. And it's very interesting because they do things a little bit different than we do here in that they have the police give a report, they have the parks give a report, they give us a tour of the new courthouse, municipal building they just did. But it seems like they just take turns. She says it's like the 15th time I've been mayor. I think one of the best things I've ever done in my life was go through Leadership Hunterdon. And
nice to hear.
What I learned from it was two things. I learned how the county works to a great extent, the pluses, the minuses, the problems, the
challenges.
Yeah, the challenges is a good word. And I also learned who the people were to talk to. And I guess I was one of the few people on that group, maybe some of the others in other groups did it, but I just went back and talked to who I wanted to talk to.
Yes.
And like I went over and spent an hour at RVCC with Mike, and it was like, my God, this is mind-boggling what they're doing over here. And we did the same thing with Linda Bryant and just a whole bunch of people I went back and talked
to. Let me catch your listeners up on the fact that Leadership Hunterdon is a year-long program run by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and Chris Phelan, who is its CEO, and everybody, he has his own show here. Everybody knows who Chris is. Chris and I share the responsibility of running that program. But one of the things that you just brought out, Joe, is the folks you meet, because it's packed with high-level, I'm going to use the word powerful, and I hate to use that word, but for lack of another word, you know, folks that really wield some power or have some authority and have some expectation of what they, who they are and what they can do. Yeah. And the folks that spend the year in Leadership Hunterdon do make those connections. Now, as you mentioned, does everybody use them? I don't know, but you did, and you know the value that that has.
To me, and it's I don't have a political bone in my body. I mean, if you ask me why I do what I do, it's like I'd like to make a difference. When Joe's gone, I'd like to have said, I'm not sure exactly what he did, but he made a difference while he was here. And that's sort of where my mind is at.
Yeah.
So I get into conversations with various people as we go, and they get very interesting. And some of them hold political positions. Some of them hold appointed positions. It's a very interesting county, and it's a county where people love the county.
Yes.
And I'm not sure there's counties where they hate the county, but I can just see the love of where we live. And people have always said in their comments about me, and I've been here 17, 19 years. I came in 98, 97 maybe. So it's almost 20. And they say, Joe loves Hunterdon County. Well, now half of my business is in Somerset County because a lot of becauses, but the higher end of Hunterdon County is having its challenges. And I've gone into Somerset County, and my business is split 50-50. But I'm going to go through because of the good times I had here with the leadership program, the Somerset County Leadership Program. And it's run differently, and they have a bigger class. I think Chris Phelan's wife went through that.
Nice. I hadn't heard that.
So I'm on a waiting list for that. I couldn't get in this year. There just wasn't enough time to get done with this one and get started on the other. But just like we were talking out before we got, we had a green room called Laura's office. we were in a green room talking about getting involved with the tree coming down in Basking Ridge. And it was just an amazing story of how these people got into this 600-year-old tree and how when it came down, it was a celebration of life and death. And it was almost like we went to a requiem for a tree at one point.
What's that? When you were describing it, that's exactly what it sounded like.
And we went to a place in Hillside, which is on the edge of Irvington, so it's not a real, but he bought it because it was thermostatically controlled, humidity and everything. And he had whole redwoods in there, sliced like bacon, aging, because it takes so many years, depending on the tree type. He must have had 10. He said it was the largest privately owned collection of wood in the world. And while we were there...
Now, there's a radio show.
Well, I'm going to see if I can get him on, but Brad Pitt called in because that's the kind of work he does. He does 300 pieces of furniture a year, all custom.
And Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt called. And,
not the and Brad
the
Pitt.
The Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay. Got
which
it.
Is one of his clients and contributed to the church, which was running the festival.
Okay.
So it was sort of me. So you get involved, you meet interesting people, you learn interesting things, and I think that's what life is all about. We have so many people come to work, go home, come to work, go home, and watch I Love Lucy or whatever's on TV. It's get out, get involved in your county. And that's sort of what I wanted to talk to you about a little today, too, is one of the things I'm finding is there are so many opportunities to get involved in the county, in charity or in United Way, which I guess is a charity, things like that, to sort of, this is what Linda and I talked about 2 weeks ago, is just give us a call. We'll introduce you to some people that are looking for help. And if you're early retirement, not by choice, your company laid you off when you're 57, that kind of thing. We have a lot of places where you can contribute to the county. And through it, find other people to talk to and know what, Lord knows what else. I mean, Linda and I are both working full-time in our early 70s, and we love it, and we have no intention of stopping. So there's no reason you have to stop. And then when I heard Bob Wise say we're aging, life expectancy is going up 1.25 years for every year we live. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to live a quarter year.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like it, too.
That's a stat I hadn't heard. I'm going to hang on that one.
The one that he said was by 2032, which is only 15 years from now, we will have a 110-year life expectancy. And I guess he means that you're born.
Yes.
At that point. You could live for 110 years. But just the amazing things when we talked about Linda Bryant's contributions mm-hmm. and where they needed help, that people are outliving their money. People are outliving their children. We're living longer.
What a beautiful person she is.
Oh, I've had her on several times.
She's, have you? Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got very involved in one of her, the thing that DJ is president of, the committee. That
Guardianship.
Guardianship.
One-on-one.
One-on-one. And some of the people I met at hers didn't even know DJ was the president. They were just people who were guardians over one person.
Yes.
And the woman I happened to sit next to was the woman that Linda talked about, was her mentor when she came into the business, and now she's one of the guardians that she's watching over, and this woman
yes.
was the actual guardian.
Yes.
Wonderful stories.
Yes.
So I think
Linda Bryan being the head of the Department of Healthy Aging for the hospital, right. for the medical center. Huh?
And this celebration was for her contribution,
oh.
I guess.
And what a soul. Intended. What a wonderful soul she is.
And actually had her husband with him, too. And,
yeah.
and had some nice stories there, too. So when I was on, just taking a look, the Leadership Hunterdon, I had read that our agenda as a council for that year was really five different things. It was economic development, which we got very much in the middle of.
Yes.
It was open space, which we talked a little about. It was technology, which is a good subject to talk about. Training and communications. What has changed in a year since now? Are those still our five focal points?
They definitely are. We now have a division of economic development, and we've hired an expert
right.
who has just completed his first year, actually.
Yes.
So when you were there, he was new. And that gentleman has been to all 26 of our municipalities. He's certainly helped individual business owners. He helps attract business to the county, which leads us to this whole notion of technology, which was another one that you mentioned.
Right.
And this whole class this year is looking at attracting the Leadership Hunterdon class. I'm
right.
talking as if your listeners know that you
yeah.
and I are just rapping here. The Leadership Hunterdon class is looking at attracting technology to Hunterdon County. And part of that was the hackathon.
Right.
Now, that was a public-private affair. That was Main Street Fleming. What's the new Main Street organization for Flemington?
Oh, I've heard it and I recall.
I'm sorry,
that's
I apologize.
The one that Judy has.
Yes.
Yes.
So it was Flemington's business community.
Business community.
The county's economic development and
right.
the chamber, and the three of those organizations pulled out something for its first very successful year called a hackathon. Well, for 24 hours, folks just code their hearts out and they solve problems, and then at the end of the 24 hours they say, this is what we've created, this is how we've put it together. The prizes were awarded. There were venture folks there listening to hear
right.
ideas that might you know, be pregnant enough that they're going to fund and so forth. So technology is, we have the environment, we have what we need here in the county, believe it or not. You know, everyone's concerned about our infrastructure, our water and our sewers and whatever, but the technology sector can live and flourish here.
I tell you, in effect, I spent 15 months in Austin, Texas, during the dot-com.
Oh, boy, that's not the center.
I flew down every Monday and came back every Friday. It was high-flying time and high-tech. When I went through the feed mill, I said, I'm back in Austin, Texas. This
yes.
is what it was like.
Yes.
We have companies right under our feet.
Yes, we do.
And I talked to my customers. One of my customers is looking to build a house in Clinton Township, and I was telling him about the hackathon. He says, really? I didn't even know about it. I said, well, next year I'm going to get you. He is deeply involved in a data center that New York Life has. We have a, he said, we have a major data center.
Yes,
right,
we
in
do.
Cokesbury.
Yes, we do.
So there's a lot here that I think, I know because I was always in IT, it's where I got these gray hairs that nobody on a radio can see, but we used to keep where the computer was sort of a secret, and it's probably still that way, so you don't really promote our data center.
Yes,
it's right
yes.
here. But we have a lot in Hunterdon County that I've discovered from talking to
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. And so when we were looking at sectors, like what is the next era in terms of Hunterdon County, we want to still maintain our farmland and our farm-to-table
right.
and our visitors in that regard, and that is huge for
right.
for tourism and just quality of life living, being halfway between New York and Philadelphia. It's a beautiful location for that.
Right.
But we also wanted to continue to look at technology. And so that's well on its way. That's well on its way. The other thing you talked about was open space. And I know that my colleague, Freeholder Matt Holt, and I went around to all of the municipalities and to some organizations and talked about economic development because it's a bit of a culture change and it was a listening that
right.
folks needed to hear in a way that meant that we were preserving our lifestyle and the things that were important. And when we told them that we were looking at economic development, we said we are preserving culture and heritage and open space. And we commissioned a first of a kind, and we're very responsible in Hunterdon County with our revenues, and it's a taxed, you know,
right.
Our taxpayers pay for that open space, and we've been very aware of that and very responsible in terms of how we've allocated those monies. A lot of it goes back to the municipality. Some of it is for the county's open space. But this commission that we studied was, again, a year-long process with specific consultants to take a look at, is our open space contiguous? If it's not county to county, is it municipality to county, back to municipality to, you know, so that we have a fully integrated parks and open space and recreation community here in the county. So big step in terms of open space.
Wow.
And then you mentioned one more, and I've already forgotten your list.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
We're calling it Alzheimer's disease. We got open space, economic development. That's Mark. Mark and I go to the Eagles games. Technology training and communications.
That was important to me when I was the director, and as I told you a little bit earlier, I've retained a little piece of that.
Okay.
Because we have subject matter experts in our midst working in the county. Our department directors are really, really adept at what they're doing and how they're doing it. But we hadn't given them a lot of, first of all, attention and praise for that. Second of all, we haven't raised the bar, but you don't get to raise the bar on folks unless you give them a pathway to it.
Right.
So that we've spent a lot of time in the last couple years letting folks for the first time in many, many years go to subject matter training, to meet with their peers in other areas.
Wow.
And then to come back and share that with their colleagues here in the county so that
right.
when they meet, they share that information. They're starting to serve each other like internal customers. And that's wildly new around here, and they're enjoying it, and you can see the synapses, you can see the cooperation and the pleasure that they're getting out of performing better and to their fullest potential. And that to me is just really exciting.
Said something that really is key to me. I mean, I love to learn, and I chaired a training for Hunter and Somerset Realtors, and I'm also on the board for the Realtors organization. And there was a little comment somebody said to us, well, I don't train my people because as soon as I train them, they leave. And every person looked them straight in the eye and says, what if you don't train them and they stay?
Perfect response in that case.
It is.
Yes.
And, you know, things just keep changing. I'm in real estate, so I mean the rules on septic systems and the rules on taking oil tanks, one of just the dev Margaret Butler's parents the other day, they keep changing.
We
now have to get 12 credits every 2 years in real estate in order to keep your license. And you can't stop learning. There's always something new to learn. And whether it's municipality or industry, like real estate is, I think education is key. And so many people think, well, I've learned it all. And no, what you've learned probably is passé already. You got to go learn what happens since you learned it. Maryland works for Rutgers Medical School. And she says, like my family practitioner tells me, and he's in his 70s, how many times he has to go back to school each year to learn the new stuff, the new medicine, the new procedures. It's just amazing how technology is changing. And I think if we could develop a hub for technology in Hunterdon County and get people to fall in love with our bucolic lifestyle and the ability to not have to commute to New York or wherever else they might have to go, this is a wonderful, wonderful find. Yeah. And we've already found some pockets of it already.
And certainly the Chamber's doing a lot for keeping entrepreneurs learning and bringing folks together to upgrade that on a pretty regular basis.
The hackathon was an eye-opener for me because I, like most people, said, what the heck, hacking? No, it didn't mean that. It meant something different to the millennials than it meant to us. And when I sat there and watched, and I said, come on, you get a free meal out of it. You're going to go watch this happen. And these people have been up for 24 hours. And they were exciting to listen to, as was the keynote speaker.
And they were supercharged. They were supercharged after their 24 hours of coding and imagining. And some of the things they imagined were pretty impressive.
I was blown away with some of the things they're talking about doing. Yeah. A couple of them I said, okay, that's sort of been done over there, but they don't know about it. So they're still inventing it because they don't know what was done already.
Yes.
But it's wonderful to see that kind of, if you do this, that can happen. Because, once again, always being in technology and always being in retail technology, we weren't ever leading edge like bank or aerospace might be.
Yes.
We were sort of a half a generation behind the rest of the world. We'd invent something, and the boss would walk through the conversation in the hallway, said, what's going on? I said, we decided we need A, B, and C. He says, good. You're smart. There's people that are smarter. Somebody already invented it and built it. Go buy it. I haven't got time to build it from the ground up. And I said, that's an amazing outlook. And he was absolutely correct. You know, we weren't the smartest people in the world. We were just smart enough to realize we needed something.
Yes.
But it usually was built, and we could go buy it.
Nice.
And I remember I worked directly for Herbie Olef, who was the president of Macy's New York. And he said, Joe, do you want to get in a car and drive? Or do you want to get into a car and realize I got to cut down trees, I got to pave a road, and it'll be 6 months before I go a mile? And I said, well, obviously I want to drive. And he says, that's the way you need to think. And I've, between those two people, I've never forgot that. And it's really education. It's really technology. I mean, there's a new technology thing that I showed my mom. She says, where did you get that from? The post office now sends you a picture of what's in your mail each morning, email-wise. It's called informed mail. All you got to do is sign up. And you don't have to go to the mailbox. I have one of those little lock ones down the street. And it's like, okay, there's a thing from Brooks Brothers and there's a thing from whatever that I don't need to see. I'll go under something important. I'm saying, look where technology is coming.
That's great.
Just, I think Professor Hughes, I don't know if you were at that session, when he talked about...
I've heard him many, many times.
Okay.
Though.
He said, in 95 we knew what the internet was. We didn't know what we were going to do with it. Now, it's 20 years later, and look what we're doing with the internet. He says there's a technology out there today that will bring people back to Hunterdon County in droves. We just don't know what it is yet. It may be a self-driving car. It may be the fact that the internet allows you to work out of your house more and only go in once a week or whatever. And it was exhilarating. Because
we found that out about our tech folks. In preparation for this hackathon, they had sessions for people to meet and greet that might participate. And we have a lot of basement workers or folks that are working out of their home in technology. So that was pretty exciting, too. We discovered we discovered it in the path of trying to discover, and then we had the discovery of the hackathon. I mean, it was a sort of... what's the hologram of getting this all together?
I think because of the people I met, and I'm out meeting new people, especially ones that I meet and I say, because I go to a lot of leads groups and try to meet people, and I try to meet people that we can feed off each other, because we're all trying to do the same thing as earn a living. I met a marketing person named Kate Roa, and she is doing my social media marketing, which is amazing what she's been able to do for me. Found out she's one of the top free marketing people in the country.
Joe.
At the same time.
Good on you.
I found a girl who runs a new technology company here right next to where her name is Deborah Service. I don't know if you've met her.
I don't believe
I have. She runs a new technology. She sells services, not people. And Kate says, do you know who she is? I said, well, I interviewed her. I was very impressed. She says she's one of the top free technologists in the country.
Wow.
And she's right here in our county.
Hunterdon County, folks. Hunterdon County.
Go.
It's here.
And what I look at myself as a cross-pollinator, I find a person, I introduce them to a person.
Nice.
As I said to Deborah Service, I want you to meet Jim Lynch, who runs a personnel service.
Yes.
You're trying to penetrate companies, but you don't sell people. He sells people. He's already penetrating it. You two are a synergy.
Nice going.
And that's where I see it's an exciting county, because it's expensive to live here, and most people that are out here either have or are still earning a good salary, and we have quite a bit of talent in Hunterdon County.
Oh, unbelievable.
So what's the future hold? Where do we go? I mean, we're looking at the clock and saying we have 8 minutes left. And I told you.
It goes quickly.
I said to people, I never look at the clock to see what time it is. I look to see how much time I got left. It's just that kind of a life. What do you see next? I mean, the downtown thing here was exciting.
They're sort of putting
the two ends together by keeping the facade.
It looks pretty promising right now, doesn't it?
It does.
I can only hope that works for both sides. Yeah. Flemington needs to be revitalized, and that is for sure.
Right.
We're seeing the river towns begin to unite. And, you know, it's the old theory of, you know, McDonald's and Burger King are on opposite corners because they know that they attract what needs to be attracted.
Right.
And they compete, certainly, but they know that they can do that. So I think that when we look at the river towns beginning to unite and work together, when you see our downtowns, Clinton, Flemington, and so forth, starting to work together, even one of the things when we talked about revitalizing our golf course because the buildings there were falling apart, we first joined all the golf courses owners and managers and said, look, Hunterdon County can be a golf county.
Right.
Let's all benefit from revitalizing this one golf course. And so as we begin to look at those kinds of things cooperatively, I think, you know, you say, what's the future? Well, I think it's wide open. We look at our wineries. The wineries, that one of the Leadership Hunterdon classes did a study a couple of years ago about wineries, and the folks that are now running wineries or vineyards here say, bring it on. We could use another, eight of them here to make this county an attraction for that.
Right.
So that as we look collectively like that, and that's probably some unpopular political word or something. But, I mean, as we look cooperatively, why don't we say that instead of collectively, at where we're going, and still keeping the quality of life that we have here, still keeping that bucolic environment you talked about, still keeping our culture, our rich, rich history, and the beautiful culture we have, as well as farm to table. I mean, we are awake. We are awake, and we are open for business, and we're open for people that want to share this kind of healthy, wonderful lifestyle. You know, we haven't even talked about tourism and the attraction. Right. The green room gal there, Laura's going to talk. I think her radio show coming up is going to be about tourism.
Okay.
And what Hunterdon County can offer.
So I find it exciting that we have so much to offer. And I get a lot of satisfaction in my job and seeing my families grow, people that were just getting together now have three kids and needing a bigger house. But I onboard about, I sell about 24 houses a year, and I onboard about six sets of people a year into Hunterdon County. And they fall into two categories. They were like Marilyn and I were 20 years ago. They just wanted a bucolic lifestyle. The kids are grown and gone for the most part. Or they're between their first and second child, and they're looking for a quality of life. And we offer both. And they're both the same thing, really, when you come down to it. We're losing the millennials out to the east. We're losing the seniors out to the west. But the people that are here are a great set of
people. Let's not forget them, right?
Yeah. And we're getting older together, and there's nothing wrong. And as Mr. Wise said, I have so much credit. Of everybody I met, I thought he was the most on-the-ball person.
He's a genius, in my opinion.
He is. He's looking at the top of your head, not at your face. He's got his people coming together. Yeah. I need one of these personality styles.
Yes.
We have a great place and a great place to get involved. And what I can recommend is if you're sitting out there listening to the show and say, I could use something to do, call myself or Suzanne. Her number's on a website. I'm jpeters.com. Just come on, and I'll introduce you to whoever you're looking for. We'll find that something for you to do. I went into United Way and talked to
Bonnie. Duncan.
And I walked in there thinking up and down. I walked out thinking side to side. Because I said to Bonnie, I'm very interested in the seniors in Hunterdon County. And what have you got that here in the United Way can help the seniors? She says, you're thinking about it backwards. She says, I want seniors that want to help Hunterdon County. I will take them and put them together as tax accountants, as advisors.
Yes.
I'll get them
yes.
clicked into the right area to help other seniors that aren't so fortunate. And I'm saying, that's a wonderful way to look at things.
Well, if our program goes through here in the center of Flemington,
yeah.
education should be a big part of that. And we're talking lifelong learning. So that means all age groups in and
right.
out to bring vitality to the center of town as well. So we've got to stop educating people for export.
Right.
And have the jobs that afford the kind of salaries that I went today to the opening of the workforce development building.
I heard it was coming because I was with O'Rourke over the weekend. Brian's buying a new house. He's the builder.
It happened this morning. It's a 47,000 square foot
wow.
facility with the most up to date labs and programs. And they were talking about the automotive group that graduated last. Every single one of them has a job. And the average pay for that is $60,000 to $80,000 start.
Wow.
So you can be here on that, folks.
Yes.
You can stay here.
Yes.
And they had two young folks there, one of them who had gone to a four-year school, graduated magna cum laude from one of the four-year schools and decided she really wanted to do cosmetology and came back, and she's in that school. Another gentleman that had a football scholarship, spent 2 years playing football and got all kinds of awards and said, I don't want to do this. I want to fix cars, and came back. So the culture's changing, the ideas are changing, but what's most important is Raritan Valley Community College and even our Polytech. The training is here for
yes.
life skills, for here, for now, for money that you can live on well. And so that's exciting in this
I'll
area.
I'll tell you a story you probably haven't heard. Rich, who is the superintendent of North and Voorhees.
Yes.
I forget his last name. But
go ahead.
He said, Joe, I was an auto mechanic. I wanted to go and fix cars. I had grease under my fingernails. And I went and I had to take an accredited course to get something I needed.
Yes.
And he said, I got hooked. He says, I'm now a PhD running two major high schools in Hunterdon County.
Yeah.
That's what we have here in Hunterdon County.
Yes.
And he explained how the STAR program works, how you can get into, you can get your first year. First of all, we're very unique in having the VOTEC inside of the high school system. The rest of the state
yes.
doesn't do that.
Yes.
When I grew up in Middlesex County, you went to VOTEC, you were second rate. Not here. You're
well, they have some of the most brilliant students in the academies. There's academies
yes.
now
you
through
you
Polytech.
In, you can
yes.
do your entire 2 years in 1 year, two summers in a year at RVCC. And then if you get a 3.75, you can go to any college in a state.
Well,
a
and
state
you can leave
free.
Polytech with many, many credits toward an associate's degree. And that's what that's the next thing
yeah.
that's the future, is the blending of our education systems so they support the students all the way through. But they have this program, the state has this program, 65-25, and that's by the year 2025, that 65% of every graduate will have a certificate that allows them into the workforce.
Wow.
And no matter what they do next, they will be, you know, certifiable, have certificates
it's
in
exciting.
Terms of, yes, it's very exciting. So if we only have a couple minutes left, I
yep.
want to, shouldn't
sure.
we plug Community Day for the
that's
chamber?
That's the 4th.
Yes, and shouldn't we talk about Lunch and Learn on the
yes.
6th?
So take them serially and let's do it. So Community Day I went to last year is at the
South County Park.
It's where the fair usually is.
Yes.
And it was exciting. I mean, Marilyn walked around. She says, Joe, come see this. Yeah, because I was trying to help the helpline out at that point. It was a hot, but an exciting day.
It was
day.
Very hot that day.
Yeah, that happened to be a hot one. But so that's happening June 6th. It starts at 10, sort of set up at 10, gets started around 12, and it runs to dusk. And if anybody's just looking to understand what's going on, we have a lot of businesses showing their wares down there. We have like the 100 Helpline that I've been involved with down there.
Great family day, though. There's a lot of interesting, exciting things for kids to not only see but to participate in. And there's usually food trucks and fantastic food there. So it's a great day. It's a Saturday, isn't it? It would have to be.
The 6th of June, I think.
No? 4th? Saturday, it's either 2nd or 3rd.
Okay, so we're going to look the date up, and in the meantime, we're going to talk about Lunch and Learn.
Lunch and Learn, again, is a Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce program. It's part, I believe, of the Women's Business Forum, the group of women that has that fantastic seminar every year. But they invited me. The reason I'm interested in promoting this, of course, is because I'm sitting right here in front of you, Joe.
There you go.
And so there's a Lunch and Learn up at the Holiday Inn. So lunch is 12, right? And on the 6th of June, and it's promoted as me talking about my career, which is, if we have the last 90 seconds, I'd be glad to do that. Yeah. But I'd really like us to examine what power means in an individual sense, and how one, through their careers and their career and choices, learns to have inner power. Not something that you throw around, but what does that mean, and how do you stay open for what's next, opportunities and possibilities and so forth? And so that's the way I'd sort of like to handle that subject.
Wow. So that's on the 4th, no.
6th.
The 6th, because I looked it up. The
June
3rd, 6th. The 3rd is the Saturday. That's Community Day. The following Tuesday, Holiday Inn at noon, and you go to the Hunterdon County website, and you Chamber website, and you can sign up for that. So
yes.
Suzanne is sort of the feature person there, but it'll be a good place to meet people.
I don't like to talk at people. I like to have them play with me, so it'll be a very interactive program.
What I went to up at Hawk Point 2 months ago was fabulous. First of all, I met a lot of people I didn't know again, but just listening to people.
Yes.
And it was fabulous.
Women's Business Forum is very progressive, very well organized, and very importantly focused, I believe. Currently, so they've done a nice job.
I was totally impressed. Well, our time is growing near. It's there. I appreciate you coming on. This is Suzanne Legay.
My pleasure.
Suzanne is one of our Board of Chosen Freeholders. If you go to Hunterdon County site and look up Chosen Freeholders, there's contact information for Suzanne there. And this is Joe Peters with Weikert, and my information is at jpeters.com. Give either one of us a call. We'll plug you into where your interest is, and you can find a lot to do in Hunterdon County because it's a great place to live and it's a great place to have some fun. And just seeing the smiles like I'm seeing on Suzanne's face. I love this place. Yeah, and it shows. And that's what my references have said. He loves this place. And I said, so one of the things I do is I find people in Somerset County. It's about 20% more for a house over there for the same size, and they get about half the acreage, and they can't find it. And I'm saying, you don't fall off the cliff when you go past County Line Road. Let me show you a little into Hunterdon, and I bring people in, and they say, thank you for what you do. It's not so bad. This is great.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah.
This is great. And I remember bringing a real high-end woman executive in to Califon, and she looked around, and she said, this is nice. She says, Califon, it doesn't suck. I said, that could be our new mantra.
Oh, my goodness.
and she bought a house, and she's still there because they wanted to hike through the gorge and whatever. Yeah. And it's just neat.
Suzanne, it's been my great pleasure to chat with you for this hour. Thank you very much for the invite.
I will be back next week with my real estate report. And stay tuned. We will have Greg on with his music program. And in about 5 minutes, we're going to go to the news. Thanks for listening in.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Police in the UK are confirming the identity of the man they believe was behind the deadly attack at an Ariana Grande concert at Manchester Arena, Salman Abidi. Police say they also arrested a 23-year-old man and carried out two warrants.
Our priority, along with the police counter-terrorist network and our security partners, is to continue to establish whether he was acting alone or working as part of a wider network.
At least 22 people died and dozens more were injured. Meanwhile, the British Prime Minister says all terror attacks are cowardly, but she says this one's reached a new low. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
This attack stands out.
Those are British Prime Minister Theresa May's first public remarks on the morning after the deadly attack for which ISIS has claimed responsibility.
Deliberately targeting innocent, defenseless children and young people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey there, it is Angie with my fantastic hair. And you know what? When spring-